Jesus said that not only would he give us living water, he would place an artesian well of it within us and out of our innermost being. We're asking God to send something from heaven that he's put inside of you and inside of me. Out of where? Does it flow down from heaven after the Holy Spirit was given? No, it flows up from within you and within me. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, springing up an artesian well unto everlasting life. And with joy then shall you draw waters out of the well of salvation. Restore unto me not only the forgiveness and the pardon that I need for my sin, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Can you say amen? And when that occurs, sinners will be converted unto thee, and transgressors will learn thy ways. When the church gets revived, somebody's going to ask you for the reason of the hope and the joy and the peace that you have. Because the world don't have it, can't buy it. There's nobody that can give it to anybody. But it comes from the Father of lights. Hallelujah. It comes from Christ within you. So we're walking around like old empty vessels. Somebody said one Sunday, he preached that just to me. Well, darling, it's true. It is for you today. Amen. And it's for me too. Praise God. It's for every last one of us. What would happen if everybody walked out of here full of the Holy Spirit?
Come on.
Amen. What would happen if the joy of the Lord became our strength? What would happen if our light shines so bright before men? They would ask us, what's the reason? Where'd you get this? You didn't get it from the politicians. You didn't get it from CNN, MSNBC. Where'd you get this good news from? What are you so happy about? Haven't you heard what's going on in the world? Don't you know what's happening? What is wrong with you? Nobody cares if you're just like them. That bumper sticker won't cut it. Christ is the answer if old Grumpy's sitting behind the wheel. Amen? Amen? They got to see it in you and see it in me. And that's why the enemy fights you and me over time. Because we're the only Bible some people are ever going to read. We're living epistles. Living. Breathing epistles, representations of the gospel and the truth of the gospel. Written and read of all men. Whether you know it or not, somebody down at the dry cleaners is reading you when you come in. They either see your joy or they see that you're just like everybody else, impatient, unkind. Just give me my stuff and let me get out of here. Toe up from the flow up. Amen. Just like the world about us. But if they see someone different, someone that has hope, someone that has life, someone that is eternally optimistic. I like the optimist. Eternal optimist that jumped off of the Empire State Building and halfway down was heard to say, "So far, so good." You didn't get that, did you? Okay. It's not the fall, it's the flat. It's the landing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, just being optimistic in your mind is not enough. You need to have faith in God, a spirit of expectation. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's a spirit of expectation. Serve the Lord with gladness, the glad anticipation of future good. That's what hope is. And when people see it and they don't have it and they can't buy it and they see that you've got it, be ready. Get ready to be a witness for Christ. Because the Bible said, be ready to give an answer to all men for the reason of the hope that is within you. In a helpless, hopeless world, there are a people that are supposed to be the carriers of and the representatives of hope. Amen. The glad anticipation of future good. No matter what's happening in your life this morning, my life, good is going to come if we keep our faith in God. If we don't give up hope for the things that were written aforetime that we're going to read in just a moment, that were written for our learning, that through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. We need to leave here, amen, with hope in our heart. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope precedes faith. Faith doesn't precede hope. Hope precedes faith. Amen? And we're not like the world that's without hope and without God in this present world. So let's give Him praise today. How many want Him more than you want any physical, material thing in this fallen world?